Welcome to this Connect M3 Short Story Podcast. I'm David Charles, and this short story today is titled Miss Buck. In this story, the narrator is looking back and reflecting deeply on the lessons that were learned during the innocence of childhood. One lesson in particular was the hardest to learn, and the most important of all. While summer days spent with friends will never be forgotten, a school summer camp which only carefully chosen young ones took part in was the source of some of the best of those memories. But this summer camp was special indeed. It was a rite of passage. An idyllic time in nature became the backdrop for an unforgettable life lesson. That summer will forever be etched in my mind. It was exceptional in so many different ways. It was a tradition within our school to have a summer camp. As soon as we got past the late spring, when the lush countryside where we lived was bright and vibrant with all life bursting, few of us could think of anything else but the opportunity to explore life away from school and home. Our older siblings had talked about it. The older teachers in the school made occasional references to it. The whole thing was only 3 days, but it was anticipated to be like a rabbit hole, like no other, packed with different paths leading in all kinds of unexplored directions, all promising wonder, excitement, and above all, adventure. Looking back now, it was actually a very important part of our learning program. Important for the minor things that always emerge during camp, as I now know. Things that us kids were all totally unaware of, and if we were aware, they seemed unimportant at the time. The wisdom behind these things grew like young saplings in us, in the time after, to become tall, majestic trees of strength, guiding us as they did. It had been carefully thought through, but was still an adventure for us, and always would be, until. Until, that is, we were wise enough ourselves to understand the lessons it gave us. She gave us. Miss Buck, a most strange name I thought at the time for a female teacher, was fairly new to the school. She was quite unlike the other teachers, who were all much older and with a propensity to scold at the slightest error or loss of attention. Miss Buck was totally different. She was kind, attentive, and always warm to our questioning, which she invited always. Because of this, everyone was very fond of Miss Buck, and she became a clear favourite for us all, especially the boys. Not everyone got to go on summer camp. There were only a limited number of places, 6 in our year, and to this day I have no idea how the kids were chosen to go. The split between us boys and girls was 50-50, and that was probably by design of the elders. There was Willy Wurty, as we called him, Dan Lyon and me for the boys. Pip, Hazel and Holly were the girls chosen, who were all a little older than us boys, and strangely bigger. Somehow, it made them seem superior, and they actually behaved as much most of the time. That is, except on the camp, when they behaved more like us boys. We got on well, very well, despite us all being led by Holly, the self-appointed but accepted leader of our pack. On the day, the excitement among us was oozing from every pore in our skin and other places. Our parents kissed us, hugged us even harder than they did at any other time, which I thought was odd, but it seemed only to add to the excitement of that day. Day one. We all thought it strange at the time, but Miss Buck took us to a place specially to teach us roadcraft, as she called it. We had to line up and take turns to cross the lane, and we all had to follow her precise instructions. We thought this odd, as crossing lanes was not new to any of us. Miss Buck had a definite process she wanted us to each to learn, and we did. It was the only boring thing we did in 3 long days and 3 long nights. Day 2. Due to our night activities, we were allowed to sleep in a bit. In the morning, we talked big stuff at our camp until we broke off to eat. The others had all gone off to the lake again, where we had picnicked the day before, listening to Miss Buck tell us her stories. Miss Buck was lying on the grass in the sun, fully stretched out and on her front. I sat in the shade, sheltered from the hot sun by the tree line, looking. I was transfixed, and I didn't understand why. I was captivated by something, and I could not shake loose, despite strange feelings of guilt, that I shouldn't be here, looking. I didn't want to understand why at the time, and I didn't want to shake loose. I actually wanted to be closer. I never shared my thoughts, or rather feelings, with Wertie or Dan, or anyone since. I felt too embarrassed. That evening, and before we slept, I was tormented by the day. I questioned to myself why I had the feelings I had. Miss Buck was a girl, a much older girl than Pip, Hazel and Holly, but she had a strange magnetism for me. Just me, since Wertie and Dan were totally unaffected. In fact, they had changed. Being totally uninterested in the girls before the camp, the girls seemed to be accepted by them as one of the girls. Being able to run faster was, though, a frustration. Their attempts at kiss chase never ended in victory. The girls were masters at twists, turns, and especially jumping. And so we came to the last day. The last 2 had been monumental in all kinds of ways, and I was filled with feelings, thoughts, and even more questions about everything than I thought was possible. Everything was just lovely as we were making our way back to our camp for our very last time, through the cornfield by the railway line. When we emerged into the open, Miss Buck turned to talk to us and became instantly rigid. "Where's Dan?" she said. We all looked at each other. She called Dan and repeated her call ever more loudly. Now Dan was clearly the most adventurous of us all, and quite honestly the most misbehaved. This was a puzzle for us at the time. How did he get picked to go on camp? Miss Buck was clearly very worried and led us back through the stalks of wheat. We traced our path back to the fast-flowing stream where we had been. She warned us to be careful of the water in case we slipped down. We then went right and as far as the main road, which was quite unlike any other road we had seen before. I think Miss Buck said it was a main road, or something like that. It was wide, and it was very noisy and frightening too. Miss Buck had told us about this road in Roadcraft, and now we all stood at its side. Over the other side, Miss Buck had previously explained, there were many badger sets, and I knew Dan was captivated by badgers, and Miss Buck knew it too. Miss Buck turned to us and said, "Wait here." She told us not to move, and we had to promise. She went across. She was gone some time, and when she emerged again on the far side, she was alone. The road was even more busy now than it was when we arrived. Miss Buck chose her moment to cross like she had taught us, and just at that moment, who should appear but Dan, right by our sides. Our attention was now on him. Holly was not pleased to see him, though, and pushed him sharply backwards and began to chastise him for disappearing. I turned back to see Miss Buck. She was darting backwards and forwards, dodging the vehicles, behaving nothing like she had taught us. I suddenly became stiff with fear. Miss Buck was the epitome of calm and collected, but not now. Our summer camp had been the most memorable thing for some very special reasons. It had been an exciting adventure, and us kids bonded from then on in a way I could not describe easily here. The summer cab was also memorable for how it suddenly ended, in shock, in horror, and with a gut-wrenching feeling which would never leave any of us. We had heard and learned a number of important lessons on summer camp, but one in particular will forever stand out for me, and the others too. Miss Buck said repeatedly to us, "Listen to your inner self, always. It is there to guide you and to keep you safe. Notice your first thoughts, because often they are the most important." But she said, keep in mind too one important test. Apply logic as far as you can to those first thoughts. You have to be careful those first thoughts come from your own rabbit intuition and not from an inner fear. Fear spoils and decays everything, she said. It blinds you from seeing the real truth. The truth you each have access to, given to you by Lord Frith. You have to know that and understand it. Know it and use it, and you will always be safe. Miss Buck taught us the ultimate lesson. Life's lessons can be hard to bear, but they are all lessons. Due to that most valuable of lessons, I'm here now to speak of it. I'm also sad beyond belief, but so grateful to my teacher. R.I.P. Miss Buck. Thank you for listening to this short story today. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll come back soon to hear some more entertaining and even thought-provoking short stories. Do also explore the Connect website, since it contains a multitude of interesting, fascinating, and thought-provoking articles on an array of different subjects. Meanwhile, I look forward to reading another short story for you very soon indeed. Goodbye.